Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Last time, I actually apologized for my lack of creativity. I don't know if you've heard that episode. It's very, very short. And this time, I came up with quite an interesting idea, and that was to record a snippet every single day for an entire week. So instead of recording only once the day before I upload, usually, I just decided to record something every single day and see what I come up with. Yeah, so I really hope you enjoy this. It's a different format. My thoughts are not always linked to each other, so every single day is a little bit different, but I think that makes it really interesting. I really hope you enjoy this episode. Thursday, it's 1 a.m. in the morning, and I just felt inclined to sit down and record a little bit of my thoughts right now. I just logged onto Instagram again. This app, I'm using this app way too often and way too much. It's really getting on my nerves. But somehow I stumbled upon a post that really struck a chord with me. It was a reel by Create the Love, where he talked about the fact that we are love. Love is not just in us, but we are it. And in order to find someone to love, so to say, it is enough to be and truly feel and embrace that love that is within us. And I really like this idea that we already are what we are looking for. We're looking to the outside world for love, for other people, for validation, and so on and so forth. But the truth is that love is within us, and we are it. And there is so much of it. It's abundant, and it's full, and it's beautiful. Yeah, that's like my post-midnight thought for the day. Friday. Today I got a haircut. I feel a lot better than before, but that's not what I want to talk about. Today I worked on a drawing, and I actually drew a part of the drawing that I was kind of scared of because it's very complex and it takes a lot of like time and detail orientation to get it right. But today I kind of took to it and it worked. I'm not done, but I have done a significant amount in a fairly short amount of time, and I'm really, really happy about that. So sometimes I think it's really important not to rush things, not to make ourselves do something if we absolutely don't feel like it, but to never give up, to like keep trying. And it comes a moment and a time when we feel ready to do something, and we need to take that opportunity. We have to embrace that, and we have to become active when we feel the urge to do so. That's kind of my takeaway for today. Saturday. Today I deviated. I just got an email. Great. Today I deviated from my perfect working plan, so to say. I did not do stuff for uni, and I kind of allowed myself to take a break. And that's basically what I want to say, is that sometimes when you feel you need a break and you are able to allow yourself to take one, then just do it and recharge your batteries, and then you'll come back stronger and better and with a lot more motivation the next day or after a while. Sunday. I kind of doubt that it was a good idea to record every single day because I'm sort of running out of things to talk about. Let me think. What can I talk about? Today I actually took a day off of everything. I finished a drawing though, and it felt really good to finish it because I thought I wasn't gonna do it, and then I did, and I'm really happy and proud of myself. And I'm rarely ever proud of myself, and maybe this is something I can talk about. I tend to push myself a lot, and I tend to push myself to do things I don't necessarily want to do, and I used to never feel pride. And that is so wrong. We need that feeling of satisfaction when we finish a task and when we complete it successfully. And not allowing ourselves to feel proud is one of the worst punishments ever. I mean, just think of your childhood when you used to do something and wanted to, I don't know, you wanted to see your parents be really proud of you. And I'm not saying that external validation is everything and you shouldn't necessarily do it for external validation, whatever it is that you are doing. But really validate yourself. If you can't even do that, how are you going to be happy and nice to other people? It doesn't work. So definitely make sure to be proud of your achievements and to celebrate them. Monday. Isn't it crazy how time flies? I mean, we've just entered the third week of this year. It feels like yesterday was Christmas. And knowing that it was almost a month ago, I just wonder what I did in all those weeks. You know, what happened in the meantime. And that's something I've been thinking about quite often, is really, where did time go? Those past 2 years were just intense in a completely different way for all of us, basically. And for me, they've just raised the question of what a good life is and which components constitute that. And I think that meeting up with friends and being free in the way that you move around are just fundamental parts of freedom and thereby a good life. That's just something that was on my mind today. Tuesday. I recently watched someone's Insta story and he talked about the importance of rewarding yourself. And I just think this is such an important topic that I have neglected greatly over the course of the past years, basically. And I cannot tell you how much better my life has become through little rewards, literally saying, okay, for tonight, I'm planning this and that when I have done all my work. And it just feels so amazing. And I don't know, rewards are different for everyone. For me, rewards are always creative. I enjoy creative work so much, either working on music or drawing even. Though sometimes that's also not so relaxing, but I digress. And it's really important to plan ahead and to plan something, to schedule something in that you are going to have fun doing and that you are genuinely going to enjoy, and really make a point of doing that every single day. Wednesday. Okay, it's really dark outside. This morning the sun was out and it was a beautiful day and I thought, well, I should go for a walk. And now it's actually 2 p.m. and kind of dark already. Crazy. Today, I don't have anything particular to say other than when you set goals, make sure to break them down into small actionable steps, things that you can do every single day. Plan ahead. Leave yourself a time buffer if you have deadlines. Start early, as soon as you can, and then don't stress out, because you get a lot more done and you're a lot more efficient working on things every single day for a little bit rather than if you have a whole huge chunk of your work to do right before a project's due. So that's my recommendation of the day. And that's also the end of this episode. I really, really hope you enjoyed this. It was some kind of a different format for me. It was new to record every single day, but it's a lot of fun and I enjoy podcasting still. And I really hope you enjoy my episodes. So if you like this episode, make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast on Apple Podcasts, which would be amazing. And you can subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes. I upload every single week. And yeah, stay tuned. I'll catch you next time. Bye.